Lena Ekstedt and Jane Austen. What do they have in common? And what do we have to share with them? 4 minutes. Jane Austen's book Sense and Sensibility was published in 1811. A few years later, Lena Ekstedt was born. The book describes a society as men's world to which women have to accommodate. Standards of the society, demands and expectations of the family, as well as the inner forces of the individual, are always present. Sense and sensibility. The two daughters lose their wealth and therefore their chances on the marriage arena decline. No dowry, no safe economy. They have bad luck with their men. Miss Marianne symbolizes the genuine and untamed. Her upbringing is based on music, piano play, poetry, silhouette cuttings. She falls in love with the romantic, careless lover. The wild nature, poetry and music brings them together. The sister, Miss Eleanor Dashwood, is faithful and patient. She carries the weak economy and modesty of the family on her shoulders. She can consider to withdraw from her own love affair, which brings her to the breaking point. The title of the book reflects that in the end, both Eleanor and Marianne find a balance between sense and sensibility. The young maid Lena Ekstedt meets a similar reality when she falls in love with the son of the house, Daniel Elbrink. It takes more than just feelings if you want to marry into an entrepreneur family. This is because banking is not yet prevalent, so marriage was also to ensure financial safety of the whole family. Daniel and Lena's plan for marriage was not well received. Therefore, they choose to postpone it. When both mother and father were dead, they had to ban published in church during 3 days before the wedding. But on the second Sunday, Daniel dies from pneumonia. It might have been TBC. You know the rest, I assume, if you have listened to the other stories at MacMurra. How many young persons during these 200 years can feel acquaintance with Jane Austen's characters? All these broken hearts. In Sweden, until the society system was built, it was common that parents made a wise choice of bridegroom built on moral and economy. Parents' choice is prevalent in many countries, and that tradition is still kept even when people change country. Today, Swedish young people choose from their hearts. What separates you from a person of the young 1800th century? Do you share Miss Eleanor's wisdom, or are you closer to Miss Marianne's feelings? This is how Marianne expresses herself. That love is not true, which changes and bends when facing obstacles. No, a beacon it is, steady, fast, in the storm.